Hello, it's Gabriel McBird here in the Pipe Major, which is in Dagenham, not too far from Dagenham East Station. It's a newish pub, but I think it is a couple of years old. It's a Marston thing. I'm having sausage and smoked bacon croquettes as a starter, and a Yorkshire pudding wrap, which has got like a roast in it basically as a main. Having roast potatoes with that. And then a pint of Pedigree, and then I'll see if I want a dessert after that. I'm sure I'll force something down my neck. So we went up to the bar and they took our order. And someone's taken us to a table. We've been waiting about 7 or 8 minutes, I'd say, so far. So obviously the amount of time it takes them to bring the food will be included in any mark I give. And as usual, when someone's along with me, I'll get them to make a comment as well. So, okay, that's it so far, really. I'll see how they go. I don't think I said the date either. It's the, what is it today? The 28th of September already. Yeah, payday. Okay, bye for now. So I've had my starter, which were these sausage and smoked bacon and potato croquettes. They're actually quite nice. There was sausage meat that you could actually feel, and smoky bacon. They were quite smoky as well and sausagey. It wasn't all crumbled to, you know, sometimes it's reduced to a kind of paste inside the croquettes. It's anyone's guess as to what's in them. But these were quite nice. There were three of them with like a mustard mayonnaise, I suppose I'd call it. They should have maybe thought about bringing Miss S's meal along with my starter, but I didn't mention it. I should have probably done, so just bring it out when it's ready.
Put ice in the squash,
despite Louise and the bar person saying, you know, repeating no ice, because he didn't seem to hear it the first time. And then what, the waitress just came up to me and said that it would be another 10 minutes, but she knelt down on the right hand side of me and actually grabbed hold of my hand. I thought, hello, what? You know, it would have been quite fine for her to have stood up at the table, unless she was doing some kind of exercises, maybe kneeling at every table. Maybe it helps the subtlety or something. Anyway, the starter was quite nice. I was just marking the meal on the starter. I'd probably give it a 7. The delay is, I would say, unfortunate. I don't have a problem with it, but I think they should have mentioned it at the beginning, because by the time we get our food, you know, certainly Louise will have waited half an hour, maybe a bit more, and it'll be, you know, over 20 minutes. And I don't mind that. As I say, I realise it's busy, but I think it's good practice for places to let people know. That could cause one mark to be docked from whatever the final score is, harsh though it may seem. Okay, so I finished off my main, and it was, this wrap, Yorkshire pudding wrap, with, got a sneeze, with vegetables like cabbage and carrots. A lot of the guy said it didn't have cabbage, but it did. It had beef, turkey and gammon, and roast potatoes, peas, gravy. Despite having some roast potatoes in it, it originally came with chips. So I said, well, you might as well give me all roasties. Thing is, they were quite big, and I think there was about 12 of them in the end. It was a great big pile. Was your burger okay, Miss S?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Smelt a bit char-grilled anyway, which is always quite nice. Was it quite beefy, or...? Yeah.
And eventually
it's
mixed
with chips. Yeah. after, but I mean, I think that was that one guy behind the bar. He wasn't really, you know, was too busy laughing at his own jokes and being a tit while not listening to what the people were saying properly. I think it was his main problem. Well, it's true, I think that's about it. Yeah, I don't mind someone being a bit of a clown and laughing at their own jokes, providing they actually get the orders that were put originally to them correct. So yeah, I mean, the meal was a bit of a while in arriving, but a waitress did come and tell us. The beef was a bit dry, and this could be a problem with these kind of meats which come from the barbecue. The barbecue deck, as they apparently call it here. I could do with a sleeping deck here, actually, but I don't think there is one. I'm absolutely bloated, and but quick walk to the station, and you know, we'll start it on the way down, I hope. Not that it's far. I reckon I'm going to give it a 7. Let's say the price is excellent. The food is better than the spoons, really, I'd say. It is a cut above that. But I'd like the meat to be a bit more moist rather than, you know, just dry. But I did go to a Marston's once where I couldn't tell what any of the meats were. That it wasn't like that. It was clear which was beef and which was gammon and which was turkey. So, yeah, if you should find yourself in sunny Dagenham, this is a reasonable bet, about 200 yards away or so from Dagenham East Station, on the corner of Yew Tree Avenue and whatever the main road is called.